The Supreme Court of the State of South Dakota, the Honorable David Gilbertson presiding, is now in session.
Please be seated. Good morning. This is the time and the place set in the matter of the special rules hearing ordered by the court. We have for consideration today three proposals that have been submitted. We're rather informal in these proceedings. If anybody wishes to speak, please come up to the podium and say your piece. Traditionally, we have the opponents speak first under the theory that if there are no opponents, obviously the proponent doesn't have anything to rebut and will basically probably just go with questions from the court if there are any. So with that note of explanation, we will proceed to the first proposal. That is a proposed adoption of a new Supreme Court rule relating to the creation of a commission on parenting guidelines in response to the 2020 House Bill 1140. Is there anybody that wishes to appear in opposition? If not, is there anybody that wishes to be a proponent? Mr. Sadazan.
Chief Justice, members of the court, may it please the court. Greg Sadazan, State Court Administrator. I just wanted to briefly provide a little bit of information about the proposed rule and then stand by for any questions. But as the Chief mentioned, this is in response to the changes to 25-4A-10 to create a parenting time commission. As this court is aware from its last rules hearing, there was a lot of discussion about the parenting time guidelines and the process to create those. As a result of that, I did appear in support of the legislation and the change that was made on behalf of the court to discuss a process to provide for both public input and an opportunity for that to be a statewide process. And so the proposed rule really reflects that process. It's modeled after the Child Support Commission. The way it's drafted, we would meet the first time sometime during 2021, have at least three public meetings in different locations across the state, receive input, and then provide a report and recommendation. Commission, including appointing. That's the contemplation. The changes. So, with that, it's.
Been the background music. proposal to the judicial canons of 3B9 concerning the ability of a judge to comment on pending matters or certain conditions. Anybody wish to appear in opposition? Being none, does anybody wish to appear as a proponent? Mr. Sadazan.
Morning again, Greg Sadazan, State Court Administrator. I would just briefly add, this provision is really intended to provide a judge that's seeking re-election or any other campaign the ability to essentially, without compromising the case, offer comments of a factual procedural nature to explain in case there is misinformation that's being provided to the public. I did note in the materials that this is based on a provision that was pending in California. I did check yesterday. That provision was approved by the California Supreme Court and has been in effect since July 1st, so I did want to add that information for the court's consideration.
Any questions for Mr. Sadazan from the bench? If not, we will go to proposal number three. And this is a proposed amendment to Judicial Canon 3D concerning the disclosure of information obtained as part of a judicial or lawyer assistance program. Is there anybody that wishes to appear in opposition to this? There being none, are there any proponents? No proponents either? Okay, well, it's a draw. All right, being no comments, I guess there's nobody to ask questions of. So this would complete the oral portion of our rules hearing. Appreciate everybody coming. And the court will take these matters under advisement and take appropriate action at a given time. With that, we are in recess. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. We got to take pictures.
Do we want to go out first?
Or I don't care. No, I don't care.